May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you a sheep or a goat? Or are you both? That might not be a good place to start the sermon or to end it, but it is a question that might be on your mind after hearing that gospel passage. Remember that everyone in this story is surprised, except for Jesus the King. Everyone is surprised. The sheep are surprised to be praised, and the goats are surprised to be condemned. So hold on to that thought, and we'll come back to the sheep and the goats in a little bit. Couldn't help but think this week, though, while I was working on this sermon, of Karin, who is now in medical school, but she was junior high when I was the rector of St. Mark's in Waterville, and she hated this passage because she loves goats. So she just thought it was a horrible thing for the goats. Well, today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And we look at how Christ's kingship is very different from any kind of human kingship that we might know about. And how God's kingdom is very different from any human kingdom. It's also the last Sunday of our liturgical year. Next Sunday, we will begin the holy season of Advent. So every year on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, we celebrate Christ the King, and we get readings from the ends of the Gospels. So today we have a reading from near the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And this is the only full description of the Last Judgment that is in the New Testament. Now, as I've been doing for a few months now, I think I want to put this gospel passage into context. In Matthew's gospel, as I've said, it's near the end, and it's right before Jesus' passion, right before he gives up his life willingly out of love. Jesus is teaching the disciples about God's kingdom and God's justice. And then what about our context for hearing this parable? Well, everyone is a little bit different, but for most of us, or maybe all of us, this is the beginning of the holiday season, which goes from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day. Families gather, celebrate, eat, and eat some more. Many of us will be going to much more than one party during this time. Life can get way too busy and frantic, making it even more difficult for us than usual to slow down and pay attention to our spiritual lives. For some people, this is a joyous time of year. For others, it is very difficult, a time of mourning if loved ones have died recently or other losses that the holiday season bring into sharp focus. And sometimes it's both at once, both joy and sorrow. And of course, in the wider culture around us, the main thing on many people's mind are the great consumer festival days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So all of that is our context, and it adds complexity and layers to our reading of this gospel passage. Not to mention that we're about to celebrate Thanksgiving with a great feast for most of us. Jesus was in his last days of teaching on the earth, trying to prepare the disciples for what was to come, for his death. How would the disciples carry on God's kingdom when Jesus was gone? How do we carry on God's kingdom? What does it mean for us to be disciples of Christ this day, this week, this holiday season? How can we live more faithfully in the places we find ourselves? Jesus' focus in this teaching was on the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the poor, the sick, and those in prison. In fact, Jesus tells us that when anyone feeds the hungry, or welcomes the stranger, or clothes the poor, or visits the sick, or those in prison, that person is doing these things to him as well, whether they know it or not. They are doing those things to Jesus himself. Remember that those at his right hand were surprised to hear this. In our baptismal covenant, we promise, there are five baptismal vows we make, and one of them is to seek and serve Christ in all persons. Seek and serve Christ in all persons. We are called to seek the face of Christ in the face of every person. Every person, even people we do not like, we do not get along with, we do not agree with. At the same time, this baptismal vow reminds us that when we serve anyone, we also serve Christ in them. Seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. And we always answer, I will, with God's help. So, with all of that swirling around, I think it's important for us to ask, who is feeding the hungry in Temple Terrace, or in your community if you live outside of Temple Terrace? Do you know? We know St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry locally, and we give some food to them every week. They feed hundreds of people. Who is feeding the hungry? Who is welcoming the stranger? Who is working on behalf of the poor? Who is visiting the sick? Who is visiting people in prison? This work is already going on around us, and some of us are involved in it personally. And the people who are involved in this work are already doing the work that Jesus is calling us to do. If we are not, how can we join in with what God is already doing in our community? This past Wednesday night, your vestry approved a motion that St. Catherine, our church, become a member church of HOPE. HOPE is an organization, it's Hillsborough Organization for Progress and Equality. And I talked about that several weeks ago after our diocesan convention, particularly in their work of trying to keep children out of prison. A small group within our parish has heard God's call to reach out beyond our walls and join in the work of this group for a more just society. The work of HOPE has a direct and positive impact on the poor, the hungry, the sick, and those in prison in Hillsborough County, as well as trying to keep children and youth out of prison. HOPE has been doing important work in this area, in this county, for the past 28 years. And we will be joining four other churches from Temple Terrace, as well as St. James House of Prayer Episcopal Church, as members of HOPE. And in the coming months, all of you will have an opportunity to join in this work, should you choose. This is certainly not the only way to serve Christ in others, but it is an important way, an ongoing work, and a new opportunity for us at St. Catherine's. So back to the sheep and the goats. Perhaps the most important question that Matthew's gospel raises is this: are we satisfied with where we see ourselves in this gospel story? And if not, what will we do?